Задание 23. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A. Backpacks are a convenient way to carry lots of stuff. Your hands are free. Since backpacks zip shut, things don't fall out. Having pockets helps to keep items organized. Since backpacks are so handy, kids just keep adding more to them. Backpacks can quickly become very heavy, especially for school kids who are not yet fully grown. Parents, doctors, and teachers are concerned about students carrying heavy backpacks. One big reason for heavy backpacks is the weight of textbooks. Even 3 pounds per book is a lot when students carry several textbooks in their backpacks. Speaker B.
People carrying heavy backpacks tend to bend over when they stand or walk. Their backs are curved forward and their shoulders are up near their ears. This is poor posture. Poor posture is okay if it happens once in a while. But some children are carrying heavy backpacks every school day. Doctors are starting to see children whose backs are arched forward even when they don't have their backpacks on. This kind of poor posture can shift bones in the spine and over time cause back pain.
Speaker C. To me, the real problem is the amount of stuff we have to carry to and from school. Can anything be done to lessen the number of books or things students take to school? One alternative is for books to be on computers, as e-books. But not all students have computers or access to the internet at home. Some schools offer laptops or electronic tablets that students can take home, but these schools are still quite rare. In the future, perhaps all students will have access to laptops or electronic tablets, but in the short run, it does not solve the problem. Speaker D.
A simple alternative is for students to roll their backpacks rather than carry them. Rolling backpacks are like suitcases people use when they travel. Since rolling backpacks stand upright, they also would take up less space in classrooms. So, rolling backpacks may seem like an obvious solution. At the same time, some schools ban rolling backpacks because they can be a tripping hazard in crowded hallways and they can be hard to use on stairs and when navigating school bus. Also, the child's locker may not be big enough to fit a rolling backpack.
Speaker E. Schools are also exploring ways to lessen the number of textbooks students need for homework. Some schools have 2 sets of textbooks, one for students to use at home and one for the classroom. But few schools have the money for a second set of textbooks. Other schools are looking at different forms of homework. One idea is to give homework that does not use a textbook. Still other schools set aside time for students to do their homework at school. Speaker F.
According to experts, the best kind of backpack is one worn on the back with 2 straps. The straps should be thick and padded, since thick padded straps won't dig into the skin and muscle like thin, narrow straps. Backpacks with only 1 strap or backpacks worn with only 1 strap tend to raise one shoulder and lower the other shoulder. Uneven shoulders can cause neck and shoulder pain. Besides, a backpack and its contents should weigh no more than 1/10 of the wearer's weight.